B-Pod Studios.
Peterson, and he joins us right now. Brought to us by Univest Bank, financial solutions for your business, the preeminent NFL reporter for ESPN, Sal Palantonio. Sal Pal, that was pretty interesting little workup they did on you.
It was nice. It was nice. Nice way to cap it all off. Nice little run.
Yes, and you're always making note of the text communication you have with the coach before the game and then his final talking points to the team. That's very important, and that's good information.
Well, thanks. I think, you know, it's important for fans to know what goes on behind the scenes. We try to bring that to them every Sunday morning on Countdown and on SportsCenter. And, you know, it can't happen without the cooperation of Doug Peterson. Can't thank him enough for all the inside information he's given me since he started coaching this football team.
Let me ask you a question about that.
And it's not for me. It's not for me.
No, you're right. It's for the people.
It's for the listeners of this station. You know, I share a lot of it on this show at 5:15, you know, over the years, I've shared a lot of it with your listeners on your show in this specific spot. You know, whatever I don't put on Sunday mornings, it comes on this show with you. I don't go anywhere else with it. This is where it goes. And I want people to know. People, you know, it's so funny too, Mike, because I go everywhere. You know that. I travel with the team. And I'm in the airport, whether it's Chicago or Nashville or even, you know, this trip to New Orleans. I'm in the airport, I'm in the hotel. And people will come up, mostly guys. Guys come up and they're like, you know, they remember with their wives or their girlfriends. You know, don't you know who this is? This is the guy on Mike Missanelli's show. This is Sal Powell. He's on Tuesdays with Mike at 5:15. Don't you know this guy? This is the guy who texts Doug Peterson. This is the guy. Don't you know who this guy is? Come on, let's take. And that was a quick pick, Sal Powell. Quick pick. Let's take a quick pick. Come on. And then he hand the wife the phone and the girlfriend the phone. She doesn't know what's going on. And bang, is a quick pick. That's it. That's the way it goes. I say,
hey. It is. Now,
talk about SportsCenter. They don't talk about Countdown. They talk about missing out.
I wanted to get in some issues with you. But first, you know, a lot of coaches would be reluctant to have that kind of direct contact with a reporter. So it's to your credit. But where do you draw a line on what you're going to ask him? Like, what's too far where you're afraid you'd lose his trust?
That wouldn't happen. I would never lose his trust. But, you know, on Sunday morning, there are two or three things that I want to know. First is, what did he tell the team? Because I want people to understand what it went behind the scenes. If I think he's giving me too much coach speak, I'll come back at him and I'll say to him, okay, what do you mean by that? Give me more specifics. But there have been times where there have been players who were questionable right up to Friday or Sunday morning. And I'll say, hey, is Jason Peters good to go? And he'll say, yeah. And then when I know that, then I text Devon on Sunday morning so that he has it on your on the pregame show. I make sure that Devon gets it. We put it out, you know, and I'm not on Twitter, so I give it to Timmy Mac, and Timmy Mac will tweet it out. We get it out there, and then I'll put it on SportsCenter. Bang, that's it. That's what we do.
All right, that's good stuff. All right, now let's talk about the team that we had Howie talk today with Doug Peterson, and here's what we know. They declared Wentz the quarterback, so that whole dynamic is over. Let's talk about that first of all. What do you think their plan now will be with Foles?
Well, as I understand it, just talking to our insiders moments before I came on the air, I wanted to make sure I had the right information because I know a lot of people are listening right now. Within 5 days of the Super Bowl, the Eagles can opt out. They must notify him. And then it'll be up to Nick Foles to agree. And if that happens, he can buy his freedom with a $2 million buyback. That's the way it has to happen. Now, here's the sticking point. Nobody really knows whether the Eagles are free and clear of Nick Foles or whether or not Nick Foles is free and clear of the Eagles and whether or not the Eagles can apply the franchise tag and then try to work a trade and whether they would do that. That's the sticking point. So is there language in Foles' contract with the Eagles where Foles' agent and lawyer said, when we opt out, after we pay the $2 million, and we're free, we're done, we've moved on, you can't apply the franchise tag. So that's the
interesting.
Big question.
So that would have to be language in his contract.
I believe it would have to be language in his contract. That's the next sticking point that we would have to figure out. Now, Michael, okay, so let's try to go real time here and speak in reality. So if you're the Eagles and you do have the option of applying the franchise tag, now you're on the hook for $26 million or $23 million, whatever the number is, works out to be, to Nick Foles in 2019. And if I'm John Elway, the general manager, vice president for football operations for the Broncos, and I'm interested in Nick Foles, and I know the Eagles are on the hook for $26 million, I go to Howie Roseman and say, Howie, listen, bubala, okay? If you want me to trade for him, I know you're on the hook for $26 million. I'm not giving you a first-round pick. I might give you a third. You see what I'm saying?
Absolutely. It reduces his value.
It reduces the Eagles' leverage. So let's play it out. So before I put the franchise tag on him, if I have the right to do so, which it's not clear from my perspective that they do have the right, and we're trying to figure that out. Before I apply the franchise tag, what I do is call Elway in advance and say, listen, John, if I apply the franchise tag, will you give me a second this year, or maybe a third next year? And then, you know, you'll have him, you work out a deal, and I go to Nick's agent. I go to Nick and say, you happy? Denver's a good place. You work with a Hall of Famer, John Elway. They got a nice situation there. They got a good defense. You know, that's a division where, you know, you can run up against Andy twice a year. You know that, blah, blah, blah. It's a good spot for you and your family. Would you like to go to Denver? And then everybody, all three parties, works it out. They apply the franchise tag. They get what they want from Elway. Done. But there's also another team out there, and that's the Washington Redskins. See, to me, there's only really two teams that can pony up the money that Foles may be looking for, it, and that's Denver and Washington. I don't think that Jacksonville Jaguars are the money option for Foles. I just don't. Because I think the Jaguars, because of their draft position, are going to be in a spot where they could maybe draft Kyler Murray. And they pick up Eli Manning or Joe Flacco as a stopgap measure. And they only have to pay Flacco $19 million and send a third-round pick to the Baltimore Ravens. Then they draft maybe Kyler Murray at number 7. So I'm not sure Jacksonville is in the major money equation. But, you know, Dan Snyder, he'll write a check yesterday. Mm-hmm.
Right. Wow, this is turning out to have some interesting intrigue here. So now we had Jaworski on Monday, and he said pretty much that the Eagles would owe to just let Nick Foles go and strike his own deal.
Okay, well, that may happen. That certainly may happen.
Do you think they would be inclined to think that way, or do they want to be business people here?
I don't know the answer to that question. I think the bottom line would be, again, you know, if his agent and his representatives and Howie and a place where they, you know, if everybody can work out a deal, then why wouldn't the Eagles want to get something for him? Doesn't that make sense?
Yeah, no, I agree. I totally agree. In this kind of situation, I'd like to get something for him.
You want to get something. I would think you would want to try to get something for him. So, and you also, Mike, might want to prevent him from going to Washington. Mm-hmm. So you don't have to have the storyline of Foles versus Wentz twice a year. You got to think about that as well. Don't you have to think about that?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm sure they're going to think about that.
You have an opportunity to put a deal together, and you say to Nick Foles, listen, you can go to John Elway and work for the Denver Broncos and make $30 million, or you can go work for Washington.
Last question. There are like 8 starting players in jeopardy of either returning or not returning, depending on the Eagles' whims. What player, are there any players that it's imperative that they bring back? And you know what the list is. It's Brandon Graham's, it's Jordan Hicks, it's Ronald Darby, it's maybe Ajayi, it's Peters, it's Sproles. Of those players, where do you think the Eagles are thinking?
Imperative to bring back.
Or is it a chance that all of them go?
Give me the list again.
Brandon Graham.
I'd bring him back.
You would? You'd sign him to a new deal?
Yes.
Okay, Jordan Hicks.
Yes.
Ronald Darby.
No.
Ajayi.
No.
All right, what's your decision on Peters and Sproles?
Peters is having a hard time finishing a game. I think they have to move on at the running back position. I think this team has to draft multiple running backs. Find one if possible.
I totally agree with you.
I mean, Michael, the game, to me, the season came down to the decision, in my view, in many ways, and I've said this many times on this program to you, when they didn't sign LeGarrette Blount. Keep letting LeGarrette Blount go was a major, major misstep for this franchise. I mean, of all the things that happened this year, and it was a great run, and congratulations to them. They did a great job recovering from where they were. They wouldn't have needed a lot of the magic that they needed if they had LeGarrette Blount on that football team.
All right, last player, Golden Tate.
No.
Okay. All right, sounds good. Sal, always a pleasure, man. We'll talk to you.
I'll see you.
There he is, Sal Powell, brought to us by Univest Bank Financial Solutions for your business. So he's bringing back Graham and Hicks. What do you say about Darby? Did he say Darby? No.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.